In the early morning hours of D-Day, the 9th Air Force was bombing German fortifications in Normandy, smoothing the way for the Allies' invading force. Richard C. Hottollet, who had been a young reporter in Berlin before America entered the war, was now a CBS News correspondent and witnessed the bombing run as he flew over the French coast in a B-26 Marauder. Though deeply airsick from the rough return trip, Hottollet, with a slop bucket at the ready, made it back to London to describe the pre-dawn raid.
The Allied forces landed in France early this morning. I watched the first landing barges hit the beach exactly on the minute of H hour. I was in a 9th Air Force Marauder flying at 4,500 feet along 20 miles of the invasion coast. From what I could see during those first few minutes, there was nothing stopping the assault parties from getting ashore. We spent about half an hour over enemy territory. We flew over and bombed some of the coastal fortifications, but except for some light flak from inland positions and from some tanks firing at us, we saw no enemy gunfire. The only other sign of life in enemy territory were some white and yellow parachutes dotting the ground where our paratroopers had hit the ground.